The Japanese ambassador to Australia is now, I think, entering his second spring in the country. And Ambassador Yamagami Shingo is really leaning on his diplomatic expertise to try to persuade Canberra's Magpies to approach this season in a, well, shall we say, a spirit of mutual respect. And Ambassador Yamagami joins me in the studio this afternoon. Ambassador, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Anna.
It seems, unfortunately, that our Magpies have not been making you feel so welcome so far. What's been happening?
Well, I think that's yes and no. But when it comes to this sweeping season, surely how to deal with Magpie is my biggest diplomatic challenge.
And understandably, too, you shared a picture of the strategy that you're beginning the spring with. Can you just explain to our listeners what are some of your approaches here?
Well, actually, you know, like Anna said, you know, this is my wife and my second, spring in Australia. And, so far we have been enjoying every single moment of our time here because we have long wanted to come to Australia. So this is like our dream, coming true. But one treacherous aspect of life in Australia is, of course, how to address the issue of swooping magpies because we are big fan of cycling around the lake, Barry Griffin. So every weekend, we are on the cycling road and last year, we tried one tactic because we are told by some Aussies, feeding magpie would be, smart way to prevent them from attacking you. So, pursuant to that precious advice, my wife has been feeding magpies in our garden. But magpies in our garden are different from magpies, around the, along the cycling path. So, unfortunately, she was swooped.
Oh, no.
And she was so, so scared. So this year, my wife and I have been talking about we have to try a different tactic. So maybe, we can call for truce with magpie. Don't attack us. We are peace lovers, agent of peace, diplomats. Don't attack us. So that is the kind of message we are trying to send with our helmet with chopsticks on it.
And not just unused chopsticks too. You've chosen to like try and appeal to the taste buds of the magpie with your
scented chopsticks. With Wagyu beef and sushi. Hopefully, it will soothe any frustrations on the part of the magpies.
Have you tried it out yet?
Actually, it's been working. For the past 2 weeks, it's been working. We are yet to be swooped this season. So we will see how far we can go.
I'm very glad to hear that. And my condolences to your wife. It is genuinely very scary to have a magpie coming at you.
I think magpies are very, very smart. And she was wearing a helmet. Even, under the helmet, she was wearing a baseball cap. But magpie aimed at behind her, right side ear.
Mm.
And right to the point.
They like
so
ears.
Quick. Yes.
Yeah, they like ears, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. By the way, you are listening to the Japanese ambassador to Australia, Yamagami Shingo, talking to us on Drive about, as you heard, the challenges with trying to acclimate to Canberra at this particular time of year. We know Australia is kind of famous internationally for dangerous animals. Mm-hmm. Lots of people talk about our snakes and our spiders and our sharks. Did anyone warn you and your wife before you came to Australia that you would have to deal with magpies?
Well, when I was young, I remember this movie, Crocodile Dundee.
Of course,
fauna in Australia, in the southern hemisphere, different from that in northern hemisphere. But I think, until I we came here, we have this feeling that Australian animals tend to be cute and adorable. It comes from the image of koalas.
Of course.
Kangaroos and emus and wombats. And I'm yet to see ferocious, shark. I think, this magpie story opened a new chapter for me.
Mm.
So in a sense, we are scared, but at the same time, we are impressed, how smart they are.
Well, this is the thing. They are very smart. This is the one thing that we have going for us as well. For example, some of our listeners suggest that simply talking to them is enough, because as Patricia says, once they recognize your face, they will remember it forever. I have to say I agree, because I have my whole life spoken to every magpie that I encounter to say hello. It can sometimes be embarrassing if you're in front of other people when you speak to the magpie, but I think it works. Have you tried just talking to the magpies around the lake yet?
I think that rings a bell in my mind. Not around the lake, because I'm busy, you know, riding bike. But when it comes to magpies in my garden, what happened last year is I was trying to have a sort of an eye contact. So, you know, one day, suddenly, I found out one magpie was landing on my head.
Oh, goodness.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
Of course, I was scared. I know, is he or is she going to attack me? But, you know, stayed there for a while and then flew away. Well, so is it a sign of, you know, charm offensive, you know, extending olive branch? That I don't know. I have to check it again.
I certainly hope so. You're listening to the Japanese ambassador for Australia, in Australia, Yamagami Shingo, with us on ABC Radio Canberra this afternoon. I mean, it's very lighthearted, and it's wonderful to see you finding ways to hopefully deal with the magpie problem. But it's also really lovely, since the advent of social media, to be able to see this more personal and direct relationship between the diplomatic corps in town and Canberrans and Canberra life. Is that an important thing for you as an ambassador, to have this access to, I suppose, a different kind of direct soft diplomacy?
I think it is really important, because, you know, my experience is when I was told to go to Australia by former Prime Minister Abe, I rushed into a bookstore, you know, in front of the Tokyo station, and I tried to find any books, you know, related to Australia. Unfortunately, the number of books I found in that biggest bookstores in Tokyo was only 3 books about Australia. So, you know, we have been enjoying very, very close relationship, you know, between Australia and Japan. Yet when it comes to, you know, volume of documents and, you know, academic books or novels, you know, movies, so on, I think it's fair to say, you know, we have been taking each other for granted. So I started this newsletter on the embassy homepage so that people in Tokyo should have a deeper understanding of what's going on in Australia, one of the most important, you know, special strategic partners to Japan. At the same time, you know, by translating my newsletter from Japanese to English, I wanted Australian, you know, Aussie friends to know what's on the mind of Japanese diplomat or ambassador. In so doing, I thought, you know, it might be helpful in promoting mutual understanding between our two countries.
What do you see, I guess, as some of the real priorities in the Japan-Australia relationship at the moment? Because as you say, two countries that are very close, not just strategically, but economically, two huge trading partners.
I think you're right. And our bilateral relationship has been, you know, expanding at an exponential pace, you know, thanks to efforts on the both sides, just amazing. And our ties, you know, have never been better. But that said, you know, there is a lot, you know, we can do together, addressing, you know, regional and global challenges. And, you know, this fact that, you know, we are going to have a state funeral ceremony for late Prime Minister Abe on the 27th of September, but it was just announced that not only, you know, the incumbent Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is going to Tokyo for that, but 3 former prime ministers, John Howard, Tony Abbott, Malcolm Turnbull, are all going to Tokyo. I mean, this sheer, you know, volume of representation by Australia speaks volumes about, you know, how far we have come in terms of deepening our bilateral relationship. So we'd like to build on that achievement, including, you know, promoting people-to-people ties.
Are there also opportunities for, because of course there are also a lot of personal ties between Australia and Japan, a lot of Japanese Australians, people with family in Japan, and particularly given the awful, awful circumstances around former Prime Minister Abe, are there opportunities for people in Australia to also pay their respects, to add their condolences as you move towards the funeral ceremony?
Yes, we had actually, opened a book of, condolence book for signing on the right after the tragic incident in Japan, and I was deeply moved by the outpouring of well wishes and condolences or messages of compassion, coming variety of Aussie friends. That was just so impressive. And on top of that, now we are going to have stage ceremony. So all in all, I think this shows solid foundation of our relationship, mutual trust and respect. So as Japanese ambassador to Australia, I think this is most precious asset shared by our two countries.
Ambassador, it has been really great to talk with you this afternoon about some serious issues and hopefully what will also be a much less dramatic swooping season for you ahead and your wife too. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Anna.
Thank you very much. That is the Japanese ambassador in Australia, Yamagami Shingo.